Here at Most Hope, all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf, and we are here on Tzadi Tess Amma Beis, about 7-8 lines up. Tana Rabbanan. Today's daf is the last full daf in the 11th parak, and I had to refrain from saying it's the 100th daf in the Masechta because it is not. Right, we started daf Beis, but either way, we are at Tana Rabbanan over here, and we're gonna talk about this for a second for Amud Aleph, and then. We'll get to a Mishnah, it gets a little bit more confusing, but Baruch Hashem, as Yevamos is wont to do. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan with another Raisa. Asara ein cholkav lehem truma bebeis agronos ve'elohim. There are 10 people we do not give truma to straight away on the threshing floor in the middle of the field. And that's where they would generally, classically give truma. After it had been processed and piled into the kri, into the pile, that's classically where they would give it. So 10 people do not, if they show up to your threshing floor, they do not get truma. And these are them, and I'm not going to translate them because we'll go through one at a time, and if you've been paying attention throughout the Masechta, you probably know what all these are. Cheri Shoter Katan, Tumtum Adrogenes, Eved Isha, Orel, Tamei, No Se Isha Shena Hogedeslo, and a Kohen who marries a woman who's not appropriate for him. V'kulan mishagarin lahem mishagrin lahem levateihem, and all of these that we mentioned before, those 10 people, we are allowed to send truma into their houses, right? Chutz mitamei v'nosi isha she'ino hogedeslo, right? Except for right a woman who a guy who is tamei, right, and someone who marries a woman who's not appropriate. Again, we'll see exactly what the reason is for that stuff. So those are the 10. Now the Gemara is going to go through, right, all the 10 cases and explain exactly why we don't give them truma, right, at the threshing floor. So Gemara says Bishlam Cherishot v'Katan, right, those three lav b'nei din, right, those do not have halachic das, right. Cherish is someone deaf mute, right. Shota is a guy who's psycho, and Katan obviously they do not have das. Tumtum the androgynous, again Tumtum who has a suffix, right, we don't know which gender he is, he has some sort of membrane over it, and Androgynous has simonim of both. Nami Biri Bithne Atzma Ninu, they are also, right, not Kohanim, they are their own creature. Right, Rashi says that if he's Elusa the Kachim, it's a bit of a kind of a bizayon to the Kachim to give it to them. And that's obviously only talking about the Androgynous. The Tumtum is one type of, it's either male or female, but we just don't know what it is because he has a membrane over it. But okay, so it's Biri Bithne Atzma. Eved, what about a slave? Nami dama asi la suke mitruma li yuchsin. We're nervous he's going to give it. But that if you see him taking truma on the threshing floor, so then we'll assume that he's a kohen, that he has proper yuchsin, and he's not. He's an eved. Arel v'tamei, someone who doesn't have a bris, and someone who's tamei mishum din easy. That is disgusting to a kohen baruch hu, right, to give them truma. Nosi ishen who get it slow. Right, a kohen who married a woman who's inappropriate to him, let's say, Gusha v'chaluz of the kohen hediot. So, Mishum Knasa, right? It's a knas, right? We want to apostle, right? We want to, it's a fine, Chazal instituted. Ella, but the one thing that we didn't mention yet, was Isha, right? My time alone, right? Why can't you give a woman, right? A woman is either a bas kohen, or let's say in this case, we're married. Or not necessarily this case, either a bas kohen or married to a kohen. So what's the reason you can't give it to a woman? It's the plea bar of Papa Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Machlokas, chad amar mishum grusha, v'chad amar mishum yichud. Two possibilities. Either because we're nervous that she was actually got divorced, right? And if she's a bas Yisrael that married a kohen and now she's divorced, she's not actually allowed to eat truma. Or mishum yichud, or we're nervous because of yichud. The threshing floor was generally out in the field when there were no passers-by. We're nervous. It's a yichud situation, so we don't want the women hanging out over there. So the question is, my benayu, what's an afkamina? Yike benayu, be dori de mekarev lamasa, v'lo shchichibu inchi. You have a threshing floor, like a place that is close to the town, right? And there are no people passing through. Now, you might have thought close to the town is the yichud issue. That's not the yichud issue. That's the gerusha issue. Close to the town means that people, everybody will know that this woman was divorced, if in fact she was divorced. Right? Word travels quick in the shtetl. So basically, people would know she's divorced. But if people don't really pass by there, so that's the yichud issue. That's a problem. That's obviously, if you say it's yichud, then you won't give it to her. And if you say it's divorced, then you will. But you know, in the other case, to merchak, it's far from the town. But there are a lot of people hanging out, so there's no yichud problem. But there is a potential divorce problem. Okay. We have these two exceptions. Everybody can get a delivery, right? Except for this guy who's Tame and The guy who married a woman is not appropriate for, but aval arel, but for an arel, mishagin lei, but apparently we do send truma to an arel. Now, an arel, we'll mention in 1 second. My time, what's the reason? Mishum da'anis, right? So, because he's an ones, right? What is he supposed to do? Right? So now, this is a very curious line, if you remember. We talked about the general machlokas in Shas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi in terms of when it says an arel. When we're talking about an orel, what's that talking about? Is that the Rashi assumes that an orel, right, when it's mentioned throughout Shas, is a guy whose brothers died, Rachman al-Tzlan, after their Mila, and this guy is the third one, or the fourth one, depending on how you establish a chazaka, let's just say the third one, and he does not get a bris because we don't want him to die. So that makes a lot of sense. This Gemara reads well. If you say going to Rashi, well, he's an honest, right? What do you mean? It's not his fault. What is he supposed to do? He was born. He was into a family that has, you know, blood issues, and he can't get a bris mila. But according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam holds that an orel is someone who's just not interested. Right? He just didn't want to get a mila. So what do you mean, to honest? What do you mean that there's no honest? There's nothing that happened against his will. He just doesn't want to get a bris mila. So okay, Seder, you have to figure out how to read that line of Tosfos, if or maybe take it out, perhaps. Okay. Fine. So either way, let's just use Rashi's understanding. My time we shouldn't honor. But Tamei Namiha honest. But someone who's Tamei also has an honest. What was he supposed to do? Became Tamei. So says, yeah, Hanafisha Yonse, Vahilonafisha Yonse. Yeah, there's onus and there's onus. Meaning someone who was born without an ability to have a bris mila, that's complete onus. But someone a Kohen who became Tamei, okay, you should have become more careful. Well, you should have guarded yourself a little bit more. Alright, turn around about it. Ha'eved va'isha in chok alehem truma bezagranos, mishum shechokin, eved isha in chok alehem truma bezagranos, right, the price that you don't give, again, to an eved and isha, we don't give him bezagranos, of makam shechokin, nosin le'isha, tchila, upotrin osamiyad, but in a place where you do give, now it doesn't mean truma, but it means other places, let's say you're giving, I don't know, tzedakah or whatever, so in that case, if you have a woman and a man, right, so you give the woman first, right? You get to make sure she gets first, right? We make sure she gets taken care of first. My karma, what does it mean? Okay, karma, this is what it means. Meaning, it can't mean that, oh, she doesn't get truma, but if she does, right, in a place where she does get truma, then that's not what it means. So it means, but makam shechokin meiser ani, where you're giving meiser ani, nosin leisha tchila, the woman gets first, my taima, mishum zilusa. Because it's not the kovadik. Now, that doesn't mean, that we had before, zilusa, it's not kovadik to give the terms of an androgynous, that's not what it means here. It doesn't mean it's not covetic to give the woman tzedakah. It means not, it's not here. It means not covetic to leave the woman hanging around. Right, that's not appropriate. Amar Rava says, Marisha, Kiyabo, Asu Gavri Vit Soledina Kamai. When I had potential of two court cases, a woman and a man, so I was trying to tigra the gavra barisha. I used to do the man first, right? I used to clear his case first, right? I mean, the mechayev mitzos. Right? I thought, meaning I said, well, he's chayev mitzos and came into sham, and it's probably, I mean, since he's more chayev and more mitzos, it's appropriate to do him first, right? But I came into sham, like, and once I heard this vort, right? Shereen the tigra at the tzibarisha, right? This vort that you give the tzaka to the woman first, then I give it to, I did her first also, right? My time, I'm sure you lose, because it's not appropriate, right, to have her just hanging around. Okay, we said higdilu atarovos. Right, if you remember back in the Mishnah, we said if the kids got up and it was a suffolk kohen and a suffolk evet, right, and then they got up and they grew up and they freed each other. So the Gemara says apparently clearly, meaning then they're allowed to do all the stuff. Meaning if they freed each other, then they're treated as Yisrael and the kohen, etc. So the Gemara says shichru iboy iloboy, meaning. Meaning the lashon of shichru, that if they freed each other, seems to imply that it's a choice, that they don't have to free each other. But my problem is why not, right? Lisa yishivcha inu yachol, paschor inu yachol. Someone who's half and half, right? We have that sugya before, right? You remember that sugya pops up a lot from Adios, that if a guy is a chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin, right? We force his master to free his Evid side. So same thing over here. I mean, the guy's a Sufik ben Chorin, Sufik Shivcha. Right? And therefore he's stuck. Right? At least a Shivcha in a Yochel. He's not able to marry a Shivcha because he's a Chati. He could be a free person. And Vaskorin in a Yochel, and he's not able to marry a free woman because he might be an Evid. So Rabbi says, you're right. Enochanami, Ema Kofan of Son. Right? We force them. Actually, you're right. That they do have to do that. It's not an option. Okay. Nosn aleim chumrei. I have a chulei. We tell you they have the chumras of a kohen. Any Yisrael, the ma'ala. So what do you mean? If again, if you have a suffix, whether a guy's Yisrael or a kohen, then the chumras of both of them. So what's that? So rapapa lemenchasim for the korban mincha. Because, as we'll see in a second, the halachos of what you do with a korban mincha of a Yisrael, a korban mincha of a kohen, are different. Korban mincha of a Yisrael, right, you take the kometz, that goes on the mizbeach, and the kohen eats the rest of it. Korban mincha of a kohen, right, a korban mincha is a flower offering, right? So a korban mincha of a kohen, that gets burned entirely, right, on the mizbeach. So you do both, we have to take both chumras. Meaning, nikmetzes kemitchas Yisrael, you do the kemitza, right, like the Yisrael, right, ve'in nacheles, but it's not eaten. You don't eat it, right? Again, the kohanim is the korban mincha is fully burned. So you take the kmitza, but you don't eat the rest of it. You like a kohen. So the gemara says, okay, so how does that work? Meaning, why would you take the kometz and then not eat the rest of it? Right, just burn the whole thing. So the gemara says, now kometz krav ba'atma v'shirayim kriven ba'atman. Yeah, you bring them separately. You bring the kometz and then you bring the shirayim, and then you bring the leftovers. So ikrikan kol shem emenu le'ishim harehu ababal tatiru. But the problem is, the halakha is that anything that's not supposed to be burned, right, shouldn't be burned. Right? Meaning, how do you do that? Meaning, it's nice to play both sides, but then you have a chumrah because you're not allowed to burn something on his back. It's not supposed to be. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda Braid the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Damasik Lulu L'Shem Eitzim." Yeah, in economy, you can actually burn it because you can have intention that it should be for Eitzim, for firewood, that it should be. Halacha, meaning you can throw random stuff on the mizbeach, according to Shimon ben Pazi, that even though it's not technically firewood, but you're using it as fuel. Kerabi Elazar, the Tanya, as well as the Reser, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, the Rech Nechoach, Iya Tamala, Avala Tamala, L'Shem Eitzim. Right, so you're not allowed, right, so certain things you're not necessarily, you can't, for a Rech Nechoach, right, for a korban, that's no good, but for Eitzim, for firewood, meaning for fuel, that's mutter. That only works according to Rabbi Elazar Shita. Allah Rabbana Michael Neymar, what do you do with the Chachamim? Right, so the Gemara says, David like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So they're going to hold like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the time is Melinda Baisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hakomet, Krav, La'atma, Vashirayim, Mitpazir, Rabbi Zadeshin. Now you won't necessarily burn it on this Beach, but you can scatter it over the ashes, right, on the Beis Hadeshin, so that's going to be. That's a good way of getting it, and it'll just like obviously dissolve or return, right, disgusting by itself. Feel free to rabban lo pligil the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim don't even disagree, right? Ella b'minchas chodesh hakohanim tibas kareva akravahi. I mean, the only place where they disagree is this minchas of the kohanim, or the korban mincha of the kohanim, which should be burned on the mizbeach. Avahaka, but over here, really, it's a suffix whether it goes on his back. So then, afilu rabbanu mode, there will be mode that you could put the rest of that korban mincha right over the dasha. Okay. Weiter. New Mishnah now. Again, a little bit similarly confusing as the other ones, but not too terrible. Mishalo shasa achar baila shlosha chadashim. We know we mentioned earlier in the Masechta that a woman gets divorced or either her husband passes away, so she has to wait 3 months before remarrying, because if then she would give birth 7 months later, right? If she got remarried right away, right, and gave birth, let's say 7 months later, so then you're not sure who the father is. Right, but so if she waits 3 months, at least at that point, you can figure out whether she's pregnant or not. Right, and obviously, if she gives birth 7 months later, right, or even 9 months later, really, you can know it's from the first husband. Okay, right. So mishalo hashasar achar baila shalosh chadashim. So now let's say the woman did not do that, right? And then obviously, v'nisei sviyado, she got married right away, and then she had a kid. Right, so what's the deal? Sorry, v'in yadua im ben tisha the rishon im ben sheva l'achron. We don't know who's the father. So how you love banim and arishon and banim and asheni? Let's say she has other kids who we definitely know who the father is. So in that case, cholten below behavim. So those other kids will do chalitza, but not yibum, right? If that child passed away and the wife falls to yibum, so to the opposite, right? Obviously, chalitza below behavim, he's not going to do yibum because we don't know, right? It might not be. His brother's wife. Okay, just one second, sorry. Right, because meaning the only possibility here is that it's a maternal brother. Meaning we know that he's a maternal brother, but it could be that he's only a maternal brother, and we said the Yibum is through, right? Goes through the father. Okay, Hailo Achem and Arishon veAchem and Hasheni Shalo Meosaim. Let's say he has half brothers, right, from the first and second husband, but not from that mother. Meaning they're halves. Meaning he's that the husbands themselves had other kids. Right, but not from the mother. And then those brothers pass away. Who chalitza miyabim? Vehim echad chalitza echad miyabim. Right, he could do chalitza or yibam again because they're not. It's either they're not related or it is yibam for them. Right. So vehim, but them. Right, echad chalitza echad miyabim. One does chalitza and the other does yibam because it could be that they are right not related. Necessarily, right? It could be that they're not necessarily related to him, right? So therefore, you do chalitza one, and then for sure, either that the other woman is, one guy does chalitza, and at that point, right, it's either chalitza or yibum, right? Either she's if that was the brother, so then she's a free woman, and if that wasn't, so then they're doing yibum, right? Haya echad yisrael veechad kohen. Let's say the first husband or the second, either one, right? One of the husbands was a yisrael, one of them was a kohen. So then we're gonna have all the halachas we had before. So no se isha ruya la kohen. You can only marry a woman who's shaked for a kohen. Meaning this guy is now a suffik yisrael suffik kohen. So we have the same halachas we had before. Because maybe he's a kohen. If it became tummy, you can't give malchus because you can't prove he's a kohen. He doesn't pay Kerem B'chomesh like Yisrael would, because maybe he's a Kohen. He doesn't get Truma right, by the threshing floor. Right, but he can sell Truma and he keep the money. Right, because again, that's what we said before. He doesn't get kachim kachim, obviously from the mizbech, from the Beis Hamikdash. He can't prove he's not sure if he's a kohen. He knows the laws of kachim. You don't give him kachim. He matzim shalom miado, but you can't take it out of his hand if he has it. Again, matzim echaver lavaraya. You got to prove he's one or the other, and we can't. Upatim and Israel and Lachaim and Akeva. Right, he doesn't give those gifts if he brings a korban. Bechor ye roa achi isdayev. Right, his bechor goes and gets a mum. Venos of love chomer kohenim chomer yisraelim. Right, we said that before by the korban mincha. He has the chomers of Israel and a kohen. Hayu shneim kohanim. If both of the husbands were kohanim, right. So who onin aleim? Vein onin alav. Right, he will be an onin for them. Right, and now we'll see exactly how that work. Let's say the first case is the first one dies and then kid's born 9 months later. What do you mean he's an onin? Right, an onin is the day of a relative's death. We have certain restrictions. So how does that work? Okay, we'll talk about it in a second. Vehim onin malav, they would be an onin for him as well. Who inu matame lahem? But he can't be matame for him, as we said before. He's not going to be matame because he's not sure. It's a suffix, which one is which. Right? We don't know. Maybe he's being matame for someone who's not his father. Same thing back then, right? They will not become matame for him either. Who inu yoroshosam? He doesn't inherit them, but avalhim yoroshoso, but they will inherit him. He will not, meaning he won't inherit him, because again, what's Mechavel Levaraya, and all the other Yershim will prove to me that you're this guy's son, and he can't, okay? But but if he dies, so then, again, if there are no Yershim down, meaning if he has no kids, then the fathers will take his money, and they can split, right? That's they can split that. That's what the Rashi says over here. Quotes the concept of Mamun Amutu B'Safik Cholkin. If you have a Safik where this money goes, you just split it down the middle. Okay, that works out. Upater al makosov al kilaso shalzev azev. And if he curses or he hits one of them, he's going to be pater because we can't prove that they're actually his father. Olub b'mishmar shalzev v'shalzev v'eno cholik. Right, he can go to the mishmar again. That we said the Kohanim families go to the Beis Hamikdash based on a rotation of families. Right, but so we don't know which family he is. So he can go to the Beis Hamikdash for both of them actually, but he doesn't get his chelik. He doesn't get a portion with all the other Kohanim of all the gifts because he can't prove that again. That's monetary, and he can't prove that he is. Entitled to them. But if they were both, let's say they're both the same family, they're both the same mishmar, so then he can definitely take at least, right, he either gets one portion, because at least, right, we're not going to give him both, but give him one portion, because then we know for sure that he is shaykh to this mishmar. Okay. Now, Now, we said before that you have to do chalitza and then yibum, right? Again, the same shakla we had before. Davka michlas v'hadar yivome, right? Aval yivome bereishalo de kapaga biyavam b'shuk. We said if the two fathers or the two brothers, right? Or two brothers, right? Want to do yibum on this guy's wife, so you have to do chalitza first and then yibum, right? Because we're not sure, right? If the woman is related to, if that brother is the guy who's supposed to do yibum. So at least if there are two of them, right, the first guy does chalitza, right, and then at least either the second guy is either their brother and is doing yibum, or at least it's or the first, if the first guy was the brother, so then she had chalitza, then she's just a free woman, she's single. Amar Shmuel says, Asar kohanim umdim uperish echad mehim ubal havlad shtuki. If you have 10 kohanim are hanging around and one of them went and had a kid, right, so then the vlad is a shtuki, a shatok, right? Lashon of shtokatapeh, right? Be quiet, right? Shtika kodah, right? Meaning we don't know who his father is. Right? So we're going to see. Right? So Gemara says, "My shtuki, what is that?" So Eli Meshav Shatkano. So Minichse Aviv, if you tell me you make him quiet from his father's nechasim, meaning he doesn't yarshin him. So obviously pshita. I mean, you have no money. Right? You have no idea who his father is. You can't prove that he's entitled to this money. Rather, no, what we mean is we exclude him from kahuna. So the Gemara says, my time, what do you mean? Why? Kama Kirk, says, that by Aaron, it says the to be a Kohen has to be for him, for his children, after him. Because we need to make sure that this guy is a definite Kohen. If you can't trace the lineage, so then he's not going to be a Kohen. Maski v'lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, what do you mean? Elam ha'atav gavi Avram. Well, what do you mean? Akash Baruch Hu told Avram, d'chtiv, there's the chal, l'kim l'zarecha acharecha, right, that I'm going to be for you and your children after you will be Jews. Also, ma'ikom ma'azir le'rechmona. So that, what is Hashem saying? Right, if you tell me that, it means that everybody has to make sure, know what their lineage is to be able to be a Kohen. So that similar language, right, and you learn that from the Pazugaz, of right, Zara Miyuchas, right, Acharecha. So Hashem said to Avram, Acharecha will be your kids. What do you mean? If you tell me if you have a Suffolk Jew, we don't know if a Jew is the son of Jew A or Jew B, and the kid is not Jewish. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, Kachi Kamarle. This is what I mean. What Hashem was saying to Avram, Lo Tinasi V'Voskachav M'Shifcha D'Lo Leizel Zari Basra. Right, don't marry a Goy or a Shifcha Knanis, because then you might end up having kids from. From that, right, Shifcha Knanis, right, her children are avodim. Okay, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Hold on 1 second. What are you telling me, Shmuel, that this guy, this kid who's Safek, one of the 10 Kohanim, or his father, we don't know who he is, he's not a Kohen, he's not Shaykh to the Kuna. What do you mean, Meisvei, Rishon, right, he was Kohen Gadol. Right, again, the first one is Shaykh to be the Kohen Gadol. Now, what is this? If you remember, back early in the Masechta, we said that we weren't sure, again, in this exact case, where the woman married two Kohanim, we weren't sure, right, you know, which is the father, right? She remarried right after the guy passed away without waiting the 3 months, and it's a 7-month baby. So we don't know if it's 7 months or 9 months, meaning we don't know what the pregnancy is, and it's either the first father or second father. But again, even though, right, that we're not sure, right, who the father is, I mean, he's not a mamzer, right? And if both of them are kohanim, right? So that's what we said, that Rishon Roy Leo's Kohen Gadol, right? That this first kid that she gives birth to after her second marriage, that 7 months later, right? It might be a Ben Tess or a Ben Sheva. So he can even be the Kohen Gadol, meaning he is in fact a Kohen. Right, but didn't you tell me that you need to be able to trace the lineage for him to be considered a proper Kohen? So Gemara says, yeah. Zara miyuchas akharav derabanan. Actually, you're right. In a chanami, that's just a din derabanan. Across machta ba'alma. And the pasuk is really just an asmachta. But when he's suing, no gozer rabanan. But in a chanami, but in this is a case of znos. So chazal will be gozer, or gozer, that should not be a Kohen, because again, it was 10 guys, one of them want to have inappropriate bia. There's a kid. That kid's not going to be a Kohen. But by where a woman remarried twice, so then Chazal were not gozer. Gemara says, "Znos mi gozer rabbanan." What do you mean by znos? We're about to prove that Chazal were not gozer by a case of znos, where it was an inappropriate bia. At time within the Mishnah, Mishalozo shalso acher ba'la shalosh chadashim v'nisayz v'yolda. Right, our case in the Mishnah. Right, again, where we said that a woman does not wait the required 3 months to get remarried, and now she has a kid. My acher ba'la. What happened to the first guy? But Elim Achar Mises Baile, if you tell me he died first, meaning the first guy died, not died first, the first guy died. So Ema Seifa. So what about the second part, right, of the Mishnah? Right, who owning a land, but he owning a love, right? That he, as I alluded to before, the kid who's a Suffolk, right, whose father it is, he will be an owning for the fathers, and they will be an owning for him. So Bishlam who owning a land, I understand how he could be an owning for them. Because if the second father dies, or the first father, Mishkachos Abinisuin, sorry, that's the first one, meaning where they were married, meaning, and so the second one, right, dies, and we look at Tzamas Dekama, and the first one, why would you be an Onan if the guy died already? Because the din is that on the day when you exhume a body, let's say we do that, so that you sit on Ninus. So if that would happen to the first father, so then he would also be an onin. Elohim onin olav hechemishkachsla kama hamisle. Right, but what do you mean that they would be an onin for him? Right, so first guy died, first husband died, first father died. So Ella Bekusha, but if you tell me the case where the first guy divorced the wife and then she didn't wait their proper time and remarried, the umay achar baila achar get baila, and you tell me that he gave her a get, the mission doesn't work either, because who ain't matami lahem, he ain't no matami lo, right? He can't become tami for them, they can't be matami for him. So bishlam hein ain't matami lo, I understand they can't be tami for him because the chumra, it's called chad v'chad doma b'lav brehu, right? They can't become tami because maybe this is not their kid. Who ain't matami lahem, but he can't become tami for them. Am I? Why not? You shouldn't become tummy for the second one, because it could be that he's the son of the first guy. But he should be able to be tummy for the first one, because either way, either Brehu, if he's his son, if it's his father, right, that's his dad, so then shall become tummy. It's good that he's being tummy for him. Ibar Basra, but if he's the second guy is his father, so he shall become a tamerle. So dechalalu, right? It's good for him to become to be tame, because he doesn't have to refrain from becoming tame because he's a chalal. Meaning, if he was the second husband, meaning because what happened? The woman married a kohen after she got divorced, right? Grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. So the son doesn't have to worry about becoming tamei because he's a chalal. It can't be where the first guy died. It can't be where the first guy got divorced. So elolav biznos. It must be that the first bia was biznos. My achar baila. What do you mean that she got remarried after baila? Achar boala, after she slept with someone inappropriately. Katani seifa. What do we say in the seifa about this kid? Olav mishmar shel zerazeh, right? Which you have to shmuel. Right, so that's an old Mishnah that he's able to be a Kohen. We see that he's not possible from Kohuna. He can go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a Get Shmuel who says that this guy is not a Kohen. Okay, we're going to leave this discussion, goes on to until the two dots, but we're going to leave it off over here because it's getting late, and Mr. Shem finish the parak tomorrow. We'll continue this discussion. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.